gun advocates who spend tens of thousands of dollars to prevent Democrat Jim Doyle from getting elected say they will forge ahead with efforts to pass a concealed weapons law opposed by the governor-elect. The Wisconsin Chiefs of Police Association also objects to such a law, maintaining that officers would be put in further jeopardy. Madison Senator Fred Risser agrees.
Well, I agree with the overwhelming support of the law enforcement officers that concealed weapons would cause more problems than they could solve.
But that opinion isn't shared by all law enforcement. The Wisconsin Professional Police Association endorsed Doyle in the governor's race, but didn't back all the tough anti-gun positions taken by the former attorney general. WPPA lobbyist Steve Warner says the group has not come out with an official position on concealed weapons because it can't agree.
It does not really mean in one area of the state one may be more prone to right to carry than another area. It's pretty much all over, but we have over 10,000 members, and they're pretty much split right down the middle, so we have not been able to take a position.
Last session, Senate President Risser blocked a vote on the concealed weapons bill in a Senate dominated by Democrats. Now Republicans are in control, not only of that House, but the Assembly. However, Governor-elect Doyle would have a chance to veto any legislation that passed. Risser doesn't know if gun backers would have the two-thirds majority needed to trump such a move.
It will be up to the governor whether or not he wants to veto it. Should it be vetoed, I suspect there will be an attempt to override it, and I would have my doubts as to whether there is a sufficient vote there to override such a veto.
However, gun advocates say support for allowing concealed weapons crosses party lines and that the governor might be hesitant to buck what they contend is strong popular sentiment for carrying guns. Jim Fendry is executive director of the Wisconsin pro-gun movement. He contends, and opponents dispute, that allowing concealed weapons would reduce crime and offer law-abiding citizens protection against gun-toting criminals.
Robbers that have been going into buildings and just killing for no reason, killing the store owners before they left, now we're going to have to think about it because they won't know what store owner might have a gun in his pocket.
One case currently before the state Supreme Court involves a Milwaukee grocer who was cited for having a hidden gun. His lawyers maintain the state's ban on concealed weapons flies in the face of a constitutional right to bear arms. But gun advocates aren't letting the pending court decision slow down efforts to push legislation allowing concealed weapons. Republican Representative Scott Gunderson is sponsoring a new measure similar to the one which was stymied last session.
I think there is a lot of support out there for this bill. So we're just going to move forward in whatever the Supreme Court ruling happens to be. Then we'll deal with that when the time comes.
No matter what happens, Steve Warner of the Professional Police Association says the issue is unlikely to be settled once and for all.
I believe that this will never go away. I think it will always be out there because there are groups that feel that this should be passed. And I also feel that there will be opposition from other groups that feel that it shouldn't. And it'll be one of those issues that definitely will not go away.
For now, the focus is on the political arena, and having Doyle as governor makes things harder for gun advocates. Prior to the election, the Wisconsin pro-gun movement spent $20,000 on a direct mail campaign in an unsuccessful effort to defeat Doyle, whom it had earlier fought with over a handgun waiting period. That amount was just a fraction of what its parent group, the National Rifle Association, spent. The NRA had identified the Wisconsin's governor's race as a national priority. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.